Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. We have a loaded second hour, a lot to get to. If you missed the first, 1080thefan.com, Les Schwab Tires podcast. And we'll start by talking about the Oregon and Utah game, 2:30 kick down in Salt Lake City. The Oregon Ducks looking to win their second game in a row in Utah, looking to get a big win in conference. And joining us now on the Catlin Capital Hotline is the head coach of the Utah Utes, Kyle Whittingham. Coach, thanks so much for the time joining us in Portland. We always appreciate it. How did you feel about how your team played after you lost your starting quarterback and what you saw from your backup?
Well, we didn't play particularly well before or after, you know, in my opinion. We defensively, we've been pretty good this year. We've been real good at times, but we did not do our usual stuff against Arizona State, and credit them. They had a great plan coming in. They were ready to play, and so a lot of it had to do with what they were doing. But defensively, it just wasn't us. Gave up a bunch of rush yards. We don't usually do that. Gave up a bunch of points, and so that was disappointing. As far as Tyler Huntley's injury, happened a little past the midway point of the third quarter, I believe it was, and Jason Shelley, our next guy up, came in and promptly moved us down the field and engineered a field goal drive, and then after that, we couldn't get much going, but just overall, not our best performance, and credit, like I said, ASU with doing a great job.
Well, and I imagine, Coach, that's tough where you got to throw a kid in and he hasn't played a ton this year and he gets in there. And as you mentioned, you saw some positives and some negatives. What have you been working on with him this week trying to get him ready now to make his first start?
Yeah, well, first of all, that's exactly right. He's getting his first start. He knows that, going in, taking all the reps with the one offense. So that's a lot better situation than just coming in, in the middle of the third quarter, emergency-wise. And so what we got to do and what we have done is tailor the offense to his strengths. There's not a big difference between him and Tyler as far as what they do best and their skill sets, but Jason is, he's a competitive kid. He's just a redshirt freshman, so he's been with us this his second year now. He did a great job running this very similar style of offense in high school. Spread attack, a lot of common ground between what he did in high school and what we're doing now. So he's going to have to step up for us, and everyone else around him is going to have to rally and pick up the slack, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah, we're talking with the head coach of Utah, Kyle Whittingham. He gets ready to take on the Oregon Ducks. You can catch the game here on 1080 The Fan, 2:30 kick this Saturday. There's something that I was thinking about the other day with you, Coach, because I think it kind of relates with what people are seeing right now in Eugene. And Mario Cristobal in year one, they get off to a good start, and then offensively they kind of go into this funk a little bit, and people are still concerned and worried and questioning things. I know you taking over for Urban in, 2005, I think was your first official season down in Salt Lake, and you guys went from undefeated to 7-5. Take us back to that time for you, where maybe people question you and people wonder, are you the right guy for the job? What goes into a takeover or when a guy steps into that role for the first time to build the program and his image?
Yeah, well, I guess every situation is a little bit different, when you take over. And, we had come off an undefeated season with Urban. But that same year we lost, our quarterback, Alex Smith, declared early for the draft. Every assistant coach went their separate ways except for one. Me and Gary Anderson were the only two coaches left standing when all the dust had settled. And so we had a lot to, put together. And so put together a really good coaching staff, and we had the quarterback, young Brian Johnson, who was a 17-year-old true freshman, backing up Alex Smith that year that we went to the Sugar Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. And so I'm not saying we were starting over because we had some good players, but there was quite a bit of turnover, tough act to follow, when you go undefeated. I mean, how can you top that? So it was the bar was set pretty high, but we're able to go 7-5, as you mentioned, that first year, and then continue to recruit and build. And eventually, I guess it was 2 or 3 years later, we were able to run the table again and go to the Sugar Bowl. So that kind of quieted down everybody, but you're right. There's comparisons that are going to be drawn, and you know, why are we not doing this as well as we used to, or that. And so you just got to give people a chance, I believe, and things don't happen overnight. Typically, I guess sometimes they do, but not typically. And it's a process. It's a process that takes some time. And in this day and age, you know, that's one thing you're not going to get is a lot of time. Typically, people expect instant results, especially with the salaries that are being paid and that type of thing. So that's where I was, and that's what transpired. And then here I am. Fortunately, 14 years later, just feel very blessed to be able to be in the same spot, in the same location for that amount of time. A lot of coaches would have, had 5, 6, 7 stops in that period of time. So I felt very fortunate to been able to be at Utah as long as I have.
Well, and a big one for you guys this weekend with just the way the Pac-12 South race looks. I don't know if I've ever seen it this kind of jumbled together where everybody still has a chance. And your opponent coming in is Oregon. And offensively early in the year, I think a lot of people were raving about the way they looked and then hit a little bit of a funk. The game at Washington State in the first half, they struggled to move the ball against Arizona. Then the special teams and defense helped them a lot last week. What have you seen now that you're watching some film on Oregon from them offensively, some strengths and weaknesses that you're noticing?
Well, they certainly have talent like they have every year since we've been in the Pac-12. I mean, it's there's no difference there. They got a bunch of really good players. The quarterback is tremendous. He's as advertised. I mean, talking about him being the first QB taken, I guess, if he were to come out this year. I know he's only a junior. And then, they got the receiver who's playing so well, the Mitchell kid. And he's a tough matchup for anybody, catching a bunch of balls. And the Verdell kid is doing a nice job running the football. And then, the offensive line, it all starts up front. I don't care who you are. If you're not solid up front, everything's going to be difficult. And it looks like they've got another really good offensive line in place.
Yeah. Kyle Whittingham, our guest, the head coach of Utah, with a couple minutes here, joining us on the home of the Oregon Ducks as they get ready to take on Oregon. 2:30 kick. You can catch it here on The Fan. I'm just looking forward to the matchup, Coach. I think this is going to be a great game. What have you made of the conference, though? We kind of cape up for the conference on our show because everybody just wants to be so negative about it. And I know it's not a perfect conference, but how do you feel it weighs in with some of the other Power Fives out there this season?
Well, I think it's the most balanced. I think from 1 to 12, I think that you won't find another Power Five conference that has the competitive nature and I don't want to say parity because that's kind of a negative connotation, but in this league, you better be ready to play every single week because anybody is capable of beating anybody. I mean, that's just a realistic statement, and what that doesn't bode well for is the national perception and because everyone wants those unblemished teams or the one loss team. Although we do have Washington State, who's sitting there at one loss right now, that's in the top 10, inside the top 10. But I think that a lot of times you get a negative spin for being balanced, and you almost get punished in the rankings and that type of thing. And that's why I think it's so critical that eventually, hopefully sooner rather than later, the playoffs expand to an 8-team format, which would allow each of the Power Five champions to go, have that automatic bid, because it's not fair, for a conference that is very balanced and cannibalizing each other to be left out of that, in my opinion.
Amen to that. I love that notion. I hope we get there sooner rather than later. And I mean, you look at where your team's at right now, 9 games in, 3 games to go, starting with Oregon this weekend, right there in the hunt for the South. And you guys have been knocking on that door ever since you came into the conference, it feels like, just trying to get over that hump. What would that mean for you and for this program this year if you're able to finish strong and get that South Division championship?
Well, it'd be huge. Obviously our full attention right now is only on Oregon because there's still a lot of football left to be played, but that is definitely the next goal or the next just checkpoint for our program is to get that South Division title. And we've been close. One year we tied for it, but lost the tiebreaker, and so that's our challenge, and the onus is on us to get it done. And we're still in the hunt right now, although we don't control our own destiny exactly. I mean, we got to have a little help, but all we got to do is try to take care of our business, and then whatever happens, happens.
All right, get you out of here on this one, Coach. I never thought I would see the day because you're our clear-cut number one, but now there is a guy in Eugene who played football. He's a big dude. Could Mario Cristobal take you in arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling. I don't know. I can tell you, I was the champ back at BYU. I was the arm wrestling team champ. So I don't know what that means, but that was always a strong suit. My dad was an incredible arm wrestler, so I think I got good genetics for arm wrestling.
Okay.
We'll have to see. Yeah.
I tell you, you might not know what it means, but I think you're kind of telling us you think you win. So there you go. All right.
No, I didn't say that. I just said I've been known to put up a pretty good arm wrestle.
Okay. Can we get that pregame? Is that possible? When you guys do your little pregame chat, you
that
know, just
be
say,
the coin flip. Yeah, that's exactly. The coin flip.
Yeah. Whoever wins the arm wrestle gets the ball first.
All right.
See if we can get that arranged. Yeah.
Absolutely. The head coach of Utah, Kyle Whittingham, always so gracious with his time. Catch him this week and taking on Oregon, 2:30 kick, and you'll catch it here on The Fan. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. We always appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.